WHDD presents Susan Says.
It's my birthday and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to. Oh, wait a minute. It's supposed to be it's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Well, close enough. After all, I will be celebrating my birthday today alone all by myself. Wine, wine, wine. Can I have some cheese with that wine? For someone who is between 50 and death, birthdays are not all that great anyway. And so this year, I will be social distancing, i.e. alone. Yikes. I got myself a nice little music box playing the theme from The Nutcracker. I sense a theme here, do you? And then since I had no Thanksgiving, which is my favorite holiday, but I couldn't bear to be eating turkey alone and stuffing, today I ordered in caviar and champagne and blinis for tonight. How pathetic, how lovely, depending on how you think about it. My good friend brother gave me a great gold locket, quoting from The Wizard of Oz, saying, "You had the power all along, my dear." Okay, I'm going to accept that with great appreciation, and I wear it 24/7 to see if it works. So far, sort of. I kind of feel, yeah, okay. It's been a crappy year for all of us. For those who suffered from COVID and are still doing so, I am so sad. I am so sorry. I am so angry. But our lives will get better after January 21, that is. As for me, I'm very grateful for my friends, my adopted families. I have four of them, three soldiers in Israel, and my loved ones in Mill Valley. Really, I've had plenty of time to do needlepoint, so much that I now have carpal tunnel on my right wrist. Oh, well. Anyway, let's find all we can be grateful for in these ugly times. I will be drinking alone tonight, so it's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. You get the idea. I'm accepting chocolate and diamonds. Thanks, but no thanks on that new revised chia pet. If Richard Simmons' head or Golden Girls' head grow, ooh, never mind. Thanks.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.